This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, it's always good to have a friend of the family back in the house.
Absolutely. This is going to be a good show.
Let's welcome back our good friend, Eugene James. He's a director with Metro Study. Eugene, my friend, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Likewise. Thanks for having me here today.
It's good to get the band back together again. It's true. Since the three of us have been together on
this
show.
Well, who's singing first? That's all I want to know.
You are.
Oh. I think you're the leader of the pack. You know that. So, Eugene, obviously our audience is very familiar with both you and Metro Study, but just in case, take a few quick seconds to tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us a quick overview of Metro Study.
Awesome. We'll do. Well, you know, I've been in real estate now for 30 years.
Oh, 30 my God. 30 years.
30 years.
You must be old.
I'm older than my kids.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's important.
Good to know that.
Yeah, analyzing. I'm just a big old nerd, like to crunch numbers and try to make some sense out of them. And I've done that all over the country now, and specifically here in Atlanta for the past 10 years.
And you also look at Nashville, too, as another market that you pay attention to, right?
Yes, I do. I'm also the director up there, and that's another crazy on-fire market, just like here in Atlanta.
Oh, you might have just given away the answer to my question. What is the state of the Atlanta housing market?
The state of Atlanta, back in the day, remember it burned down? Seems like it's going in that direction again, but you know. All right, so let's talk about real estate.
Yeah.
But before I talk about real estate, I got to talk about jobs just for a second.
Okay, talk about jobs.
Jobs are great. Thanks.
Okay. Jobs are great. So
thanks for asking.
Jobs are great.
But that's always something you talk about, and that's relevant for an important reason. Walk us through why.
Sure. Okay. Well, if you don't have a job, you're not going to buy a house. How's that?
That's simple enough.
And the job market has been doing so well here in Atlanta for the past couple of years that it's also increased the number of people moving back into the region. Last numbers I saw, it said that we had gained another 100,000 people migrating into Atlanta over the past year, the past 2 years, 200,000 wow. folks. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Atlanta always ranks as one of the top destinations for people moving to a place.
You're right. And I think we're benefiting more so here in Metro Atlanta, because now that the housing depression is over and behind us in the rearview mirror, other parts of the country are getting better. Those people in like New York, New Jersey, DC, Maryland, Virginia, they can sell their houses and cash out, come here to Atlanta and buy and put a substantial amount of money down. So that's starting to happen mm-hmm. again. So that's helping to increase population and increase demand in housing.
So where is the demand in housing? Or just, I guess, talk us through, you know, how new homes are doing versus used sure. versus foreclosure. What's that landscape like?
Okay. Well, let's tackle foreclosures first. Okay. How's that? There's good news in that department, because we're back to prehistoric or pre-boom levels, back to like 04, 05.
Oh, good.
Foreclosure activity. So the banks aren't sitting on anything. They've gotten rid of their distressed inventory. You still have these large opportunity funds trying to buy up every house they can and rent out. By the way, the rental housing market's really, really hot right now. But for resale, we've got about a 3-month supply. For those in the industry, know that 6 months is about normal. So we're way off. We're way abnormal. Less than half the normal amount of houses we typically would have are available for sale, which is actually causing people to get a little bit goofy, if you ask me, in terms of the prices that they're willing to pay for a home these days. Because they feel like, I think people are getting a little bit desperate. And so they're paying absolutely higher than ask price, typically. And so, yeah, there's tons of demand for resale. And that paves the way for new construction and the builders here in Atlanta. They can build and folks shall come. It's just not enough inventory on the resale side. And there's not enough inventory on the new home side. And so prices are certainly going up in all categories. And they will continue to do so at least the rest of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And you think that will trend in 2017 too?
I think so. We're going to get a little bit of relief on the new home side as additional buildable lots become available for builders. They'll be able to build at a little bit faster pace if they can find
the work to do it.
Yeah, you find workers. That's a whole nother issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tell you what, the biggest surprise for me is how many people are not putting their homes up for sale. And I think a little bit of that is because they're afraid that they can't find anything else to buy after they sell their existing home. So it's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah. Fascinating. All right. Eugene James will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Eugene James, a director with Metro Study.
So, Eugene, the national news likes to hype that, you know, homes aren't affordable for millennials and millennials aren't buying. Is that true in Atlanta? What's the median price and can they afford it?
I think Atlanta is very affordable. Overall, the median resale used home price is hovering around $173,000. It's very affordable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's up a little bit more from last year, but prior to last year, we were seeing 10 and 15% increases in pricing. So prices have started to moderate back to around a 4% increase overall per year, it looks like. Now, there is a little bit of, a little additional information I'll share with you on that $173,000 price point. It does include a lot of smaller houses, mm-hmm. you know, but for a millennial, you don't want a giant house anyway. But if I did take out houses that were bigger than, that were smaller than 2,000 square feet, and re-ran the number jumps up closer to about $250,000.
Wow.
And I do that because, you know, I live in a world of new construction primarily, and we want to see which houses are comparable to new construction. So the overall median new home size is about 2,500 square feet. So I'm getting a little bit closer to apples comparison when I look at the larger resale.
But it sounds like that there used to be this notion that millennials weren't buying homes, but it sounds like that's changing.
Well, first of all, I think that was BS to begin with. I never bought it. I've always verbalized my opinion about some of the other folks that said millennials only want to live downtown Atlanta. Millennials aren't going to move outside of, you know, 285. Well, guess what? They're the ones buying the most homes these days, and they're not buying in town. They can't barely afford to buy a house in town, so you have to go out to the suburbs to find that more affordable home, and they are leading the charge.
Fascinating. Well, you mentioned earlier that the rental market is hot, and you know, I'm one of those renters. My wife and I have made the decision to rent, and we've been doing that for several years now. We like it because it gives us flexibility and agility.
Sure.
Why do you think it's really booming here?
Well, for one reason, it's for what I mentioned about all the people moving into the region.
Yeah.
And not enough houses, period.
Right.
So that's certainly helping to fuel the apartment market. Now, I do think that we're getting close to having enough apartments that are currently under construction. So we'll probably see a pullback on the number of additional apartment units being built.
Because building apartments slowed down considerably for a while. And you've indicated over the last couple of conversations that that's picked back up.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. You can just look out your window and see the cranes in the air, you know. So, but yeah, we've got plenty under construction right now. At one point in time, I was a little bit concerned about maybe we have too many units. But then I looked at how many people are moving into the area. I'm like, okay, we'll be fine. Now, you know, the price points are netty too. Everything that's under construction in the apartment world is luxury, i.e. high price.
Right.
And so I doubt very seriously, unlike yourself, I doubt very seriously if most people will want to stay in an apartment forever, especially since prices keep going up. And that's going to help push people out into the for sale housing market as well.
So as it relates to new homes, you commented that, you know, we really can't build them fast enough. Mm-hmm. Is that going to push prices up, or what's that going to do to?
Well, guess what? Newsflash, the price is already continuing to go up in large part because demand is outpacing the supply of housing. So yeah, prices will definitely keep going up. land prices are kind of getting a little outrageous here. And
again?
Yeah, how about that? I'm starting to hear some builders say, you know what, that's Mr. Farmer Brown, keep your land. It's too high for me.
Right.
But then you've got other builders that, you know, they got to keep feeding that machine, so they'll buy it anyway and turn the farm into another couple hundred lots. And those houses are going to be a lot more expensive than the homes that are available currently today because of the land price, labor price. You know, you can't find enough people to
dig a hole. If you're going to buy, you ought to be buying now.
Heck yeah. You're going to be behind the eight ball if you don't hurry up and do so.
This is sounding very much like 06.
Yeah.
So do you see anything that you see in your crystal ball that worries you?
Yeah, you know, okay, so 06. For those youngsters in the viewing audience
who weren't born then.
Right, about that. Unlike us old farts. Okay, I'll talk about myself. Okay, so the difference between 06 and today is that bankers are far more disciplined. They're not just going to give a loan out. You have a dog, you have a horse. I bet your horse could have gotten a loan back in 06.
Probably.
So the bankers are exercising discipline in that department. They're just not going to give you a loan. And so that's going to help curb the craziness that occurred back in 05 and 06.
It's kind of interesting. It seems like it's a different perfect storm. So the bankers aren't going to lend to just anybody, but there aren't enough new homes, which is just going to drive the prices up or make the bigs bigger.
You got it. And it's happening in Atlanta, but really it's happening everywhere in all the markets. It's the same story. Very little inventory. And, you know, it's just pushing prices up more and more. And the better the economy gets, and it's getting pretty good.
Right.
The more comfortable people get about making a decision to buy a house.
Right. And in Atlanta, isn't it true that it's still more cost efficient to buy than rent?
Of course, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of folks have figured that part out as well. So millennials, yeah, there are a whole bunch of them renting, but they are getting older. They're thinking about getting married. And
right.
They're looking out. They're starting to look to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I discovered my purpose on this show is always to be the counter and do the opposite of whatever Eugene recommends.
There you go. Yeah. He says, buy, you rent.
One of these days, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We'll see. Anyway. All right. Well, Eugene, for today, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how can they contact you, and where can they learn more about Metro Study?
I appreciate that. You can look us up online at metrostudy.com or give us a call at 404-510-1080.
All right. Eugene James, a director of Metro Study. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks again
for
stopping by.
It's always a pleasure.
Pleasure is always ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Eugene James, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We will see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, and have a happy 4th of July.